Christian Post, more Gen Z women leaving the church than men survey. All right. Great. I don't need to read too much of this article. That is probably true. That tracks. We know that Gen Z in general, more of them are leaving the church. But it's particularly interesting and concerning when you find out that more of them are women, because women are the backbone to the organization of the church. Women are the ones who do most of the heavy lifting when it comes to volunteering time and energy, and women, far and away, are the ones who tend to pass down religion to their children. So that's what's going on. So for me, the real question is, why? Why? All right. I thought that I had this paragraph pretty much bookmarked, but I do not. Okay, let's try this. So why are women leaving? I think that you'll find this interesting. We don't need to take a lot of time with it. The research lists additional factors that might explain reasons why young women are rejecting organized religion. One explanation offered is that 61% of Gen Z women identify as feminists. All right, far greater than women from previous generations. All right. So that's interesting. What is a feminist? Let me just ask. What is a feminist? Because feminism is one of those hot button words that churches tend to demonize. I know they did when I was a Christian, when I was younger. Feminist, that was an evil word. And now I think I count myself as a feminist. But I think a lot of the, you know, the antics of early feminism and you know, more moderation of what feminism is has kind of helped expand the definition of what feminism is. And so for me, I'm not offering this as a textbook definition. For me, feminism is the right and declaration of women to be independent and fully functional in society. They are not owned by their fathers, and they do not get given away as property to another man. The marriage vows are about the most anti-women, most misogynistic thing you can imagine. That ceremony needs a complete overhaul, and in fact, it's been going through it. A woman does not give up herself by marrying someone. She is an individual. She was an individual before she married. She's an individual after she married. She gets to have her own money, her own job, her own friends. You know, she can go to, you know, go to dinner with her friends sometime, or go to the bar after work. All right. There's, you know, she can do what a man can do. And the more women who are born into this world are simply going to go that way. I mean, they're not going to understand why on earth they should have any restrictions that do not apply to a man. And there's no, you know, list of passages in the Bible, no BS that you can give them, religious, theological BS, that's going to change that reality. Furthermore, there's no BS that you can give theologically that doesn't take away from the Bible's misogyny. And those old explanations of this, what the Bible says, just don't make any sense anymore. Sorry. Oh, what, women have to have their heads covered because they're, you know, their covering, their spiritual covering is the man. And so they have to instantiate that with a head veil? Are you kidding me? That's just stupid. That's stupid. And I love it when preachers go into this and try to convince women, you know, that they are somehow of a different position than the man. Yeah, keep doing that, folks. That's just stupid. It's dumb. Nobody buys it. You know, some of the most religious people there are in the place where I work. There are no women that wear head coverings at work. And I'm pretty sure they don't wear them at church either, because it's just dumb. Oh, women have to keep silent in church, not men, but women do. Women can't hold authority over a man, right? The executive director where I work is a woman. Oh, well, we just mean that only in religion. Why? Why? Because women can hold the highest positions of authority, you know, in nations, but they can't preach a sermon at a church. Just keep on defending that nonsense. Women will be saved through childbearing. Right. Yeah. Keep going with that. Keep on trying to make that sound less misogynistic. You can't do it. There's too much in your Bible, Old and New Testament, that can't be massaged away. And women, you know, they see it. They do more Bible reading than men. Okay. And so I think it's not just that, you know, women are leading the charge in trying to make these less misogynistic texts. I think it's just that they see the work is too hard. It's not worth it. This is just misogynistic. And if this is truly, you know, what God inspired, then God's a jerk. So we're just not, this generation, we ain't buying it. In the article, another finding cited statistics from the Public Religion Research Institute identifying churches' supposed negative treatment of gay and lesbian people as reasons why young people are abandoning organized religion. Yeah. You know what? Because younger people know personally more gay people than older people. Older people come from a generation where there were no gay people. And there were always gay people, but they could control the narrative in such a way and control society in such a way where it was practically a death sentence for someone to come out as gay. So they didn't know any gay people. We know plenty of gay people. And you know what? They don't eat babies. They're not moral monsters. They're great teachers, coaches, co-workers, friends. You can't unring that bell. You can't convince us that there is something spiritually sick about someone same-sex attracted that is not true of people who are other sex attracted, because we've seen every abuse that is possible committed by non-gay people. And so if you're going to tell me that this one difference that they are same-sex attracted as opposed to not makes them somehow a worse kind of individual, that God loves them less or is more angry with them than other people, it's just not going to fly. Because the jack is out of the box, as it were. We know the gay people. We've seen them. We go to work with them. We recognize them, and they're good people. Done. Done. If God doesn't see it that way, okay, then he doesn't get us as a part of his organization. Because she can't demonize them anymore. You can't say that there is something wrong with them. Because we are with them all the time, and there simply isn't. And those theological talking points don't mean spit. In the face of the reality, that gay and lesbian people are fine. Okay. So, yeah. And women, I think, have always been a little bit more amenable to gay and lesbian, you know, same-sex attracted people. Anyway, statistically, women are many, many times more likely to be bi than men. So, you know, I think there was probably a natural affinity there, but I have one other speculation. Women have historically been in the category of the oppressed. Because let's face it, women have been oppressed. You know, up to, you know, the middle of the 19th century, even beyond that. Did you know that marital rape was not illegal in all 50 states until, like, somewhere in the 90s? Were you aware of that? So that women have always been a little bit more oppressed. So when they see another group where it looks like they might be unfairly oppressed, they're kind of natural allies. And women aren't going to sit by and watch the church do it again with another group of people. Because women know, you know what, there's nothing wrong with us. And there's probably not anything wrong with gay people. And besides that, we know gay people. We know that there's nothing wrong with them. And so this nonsense that the church peddles because it's in their sacred book just doesn't fly for the generation of women who know, love, and respect too many lesbian and gay people. Not going to work. The report also pointed to research included in the 2022 general social survey, finding that 54% of young women believe that abortion should be available without any restrictions as another possible contributing factor to decline in religiosity among Gen Z women. And let me just be clear, the Bible is not anti-abortion. It's just not an issue in the Bible. God seems to be pro-abortion. In fact, he's pro-infanticide. So come at me if you really want to have that argument. You're not going to find abortion in the Bible. Jews back then as well as today, believe that life doesn't begin until the first breath outside of the womb. They were not anti-abortion. That's why it was never an issue. It was never an issue. Not one single passage in the Bible speaks to the issue of abortion because it wasn't an issue. And once again, God targeted infants in the womb just as much as he targeted soldiers in the field. So where does this hoorah about abortion come from? Well, it's conservative fundamentalist religion. It's modern religion that has turned abortion into the the issue that it is. It's not the Bible. It's not God, but it is the church. And this is just another way to hold women back by saying you don't have control over your body. Even God didn't take that away from women. Even God didn't. But we want more and more control over the bodies of women. And one of the ways to do that is to determine reproductive control and to turn issues that were never issues into moral issues and to make political hay out of those issues at the expense of woman's self-determination. I think more and more women are getting cued into the con. So God didn't have a problem with this, but today's church does. No thanks. You don't control my body. So goodbye, church. So there are lots of reasons why of the people leaving the church and are now calling themselves non-religious. By the way, the nuns, the fast rising growth of religious nuns, those are people coming from churches. Right? Also people, you know, who were never Christians. But the mass exodus of churches is creating, I believe, this upsurge in religious nuns, and more of them are women than men. That's really bad news for the church. And right now, I don't see the church making enough changes in their theology fast enough to stop this bleed. Now, it could happen. You know, churches can change with enough societal pressure, but the church is also powerful enough to create societal change and put pressure of its own. And so we see this kind of a tug of war in who can exert the most pressure. But right now, it appears that the church is losing, at least in a very significant way. It's losing members, and it's losing the members that really matter to the church's future. Do you have anything to say about this? Do you disagree? Do you see something that I missed? You know what to do. Skepticsandseekers.squarespace.com. Log into your Discuss account and discuss away. Send me an email. skepticsandseekers@gmail.com. Until the next time, I will see you in the comments. And in the meantime, I'm out.